Hello, everybody. This is Hala Taha from the Discover Transformation Zone. We are live here at Discover Las Vegas 2018. And joining me, I have Jan de Klerk. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hello, so I'm Jan de Klerk. I'm working for HP Point Next, the HP Point Next Security COE, where I'm basically focusing on the development of new services in the security space for our customers. I'm a security architect, and over the last years, 2 years, let's say, I've been looking specifically also at the new things that are coming with regards to data protection and data privacy. And of course, I've been looking at GDPR, what it means for us, what it means for our customers, and how we can help customers in that space.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So can you tell us how, like, why data privacy and data security has become such a hot topic as of recent times?
Well, it's because people have become conscious that their personal data are at stake. They are interfacing with the new IT infrastructures of today when they are interfacing with all kinds of applications in the cloud. And we also have seen, of course, a lot of very interesting incidents in that space over the last years. One of the very notorious ones was the Cambridge Analytics case with Facebook that happened last year. But there are many other examples that have made people aware of that it's very important to protect their personal data. And people became aware of the fact that their data are valuable, that they need to protect them. And another driver, of course, in that space that has made data protection a priority is all the regulations that have been popping up. And a good example is the General Data Protection Regulation, which became real at the end of May this year. So I think those are the main factors that driven people to focus more on the protection of their personal data.
And what are some general trends that you're seeing in the data security space right now in relation to IT and technology?
Yeah, I think the main trend is regulation. So governments and institutions are becoming increasingly aware of the fact that it's important to create a legal framework that protects the data of consumers, of citizens. And it's not only about putting in place laws and regulations, it's also about making sure that you have tools to audit and to control whether organizations are dealing with personal data in a proper way. So I think that's the main trend, the regulations that we see popping up. And on the negative side, of course, the fact is there's a lot of bad people out there that have become aware of the value of data and the money they can make out of this, which again then also drives the governments to become more strict on the regulation side.
Speaking of regulations, you mentioned GDPR. Can you talk about what that is and how it impacts business and what we do today?
Yeah, sure. So the GDPR is General Data Protection Regulation that became a reality at the end of May this year. It's a regulation that has been created by the European Commission, and it replaces the directive that dates from 1995. So the European Commission has been or realized that the directive was up to date anymore given the new IT landscape. Also, the big difference between the new regulation and the directive is that the regulation can be transferred directly into the member countries, so they don't need to translate it into a local law, which doesn't mean, of course, that they don't need to put in place some specific measures to support GDPR. So GDPR is created by the European Commission, it's all about the protection of personal data. How do we make sure that organizations that are dealing with or processing the personal data of our European citizens, how do we make sure that they are properly protected, that they do it in a proper way? But the key thing about GDPR is that it not only applies to European organizations, it applies to any organization that somehow deals and interfaces with the data of European citizens.
Can you talk about the difference between a data processor and a data controller?
Yeah, that's one of the key concepts we have in GDPR. So yeah, the data controller is the entity that is always accountable for the data. The data processor can be responsible for doing certain things with the data, and it can be given that authority by the data controller. But ultimately, if you look at the legal side of GDPR, it's always the data controller that will be held accountable for anything that happens with the data.
Could you provide some guidance for best practices for a good GDPR compliance program?
There are some specific requirements in GDPR itself, of course. Like any organization up to a certain size, and also depending on the data that you're dealing with, needs to have a DPO in place, data protection officer. This DPO should not be necessarily someone that is part of your organization. You can also outsource this responsibility if you are a smaller organization. But I think beyond those very formal requirements that are in GDPR, I think what's very important important is that organizations, they start putting in place a real data governance program that assures that the data that they're dealing with are dealt with in a compliant fashion for the entirety of the life of those data. This means from the moment that the data are created all the way to the moment that the data are deleted. It means, for example, that organizations should, when data are created, they should start with data classification. They need to have a data classification program that automatically assigns a certain label to the data, and that based on the label, then you have automatically enforcement of the security parameters, the integrity protection, confidentiality protection, availability protection, etc. But it's not only about that, it's about making sure that you have secure archival practices in place, secure storage practices. If you look at the end of the life of the data, make sure that you have secure shredding, secure erasure tools in place that can assure that the personal data of your consumers, your employees are really erased when they leave the company or when they give up your service. So I think data governance is really is a very critical aspect. Very important.
And would you say that GDPR compliance is a once and done endeavor?
No, it's definitely not a one-time thing. It's something that you need to continuously evaluate and redirect and steer in new directions. You also need to check constantly whether what you're doing for GDPR is behaving correctly, whether it's doing the right thing. So you need to have processes in place that check. You need to have people in place that regularly check whether you are doing the right things for GDPR. And if you're not, you need to maybe add additional security controls, add additional security processes, or correct or fine-tune some of the existing processes that you have.
So I know that most of the talk around GDPR prep has been focused on data subject rights, data storage, software security, but how about the different processes, the hardware, the operational aspects that impact how we do business going forward with GDPR?
Operational side is, of course, it's also very important. Anyone in your organization today, because of GDPR and because of other regulations out there, they should be aware of the portions of data. And it's not only about the IT operations department. Basically, anyone in your organization that somehow deals or interfaces with data, they need to be aware of the requirements of GDPR, and they need to be aware of the fact that they need to deal with the data in a proper fashion.
And how about hardware? How do we deal with hardware, because data lives on devices.
Yeah. Well, on the hardware level, one of the aspects already touched on is, for example, making sure that you have proper tools in place to track on what kind of hardware you store certain data. Also, making sure that you have tools in place to enforce certain security parameters on certain hardware devices, like, as I said, confidentiality protection, integrity, availability protection. Also, making sure that you have things like secure erasure tools in place to really physically delete the data if you're a cloud provider, for example, and when your user consumer leaves and goes to another cloud provider. Linked to another requirement of GDPR, data portability, make sure that you have tools in place that can easily export data from one hardware device to another hardware device. So those are all kinds of hardware related things that you need to look at as well in the context of GDPR.
Awesome. And can you talk about the risks of not having a governance program in place?
Yeah, the risk of having not a governance, you basically can put your organization's reputation at stake, right? If you have an incident, a data incident, a data leakage, and you don't have any formal way of controlling, of governing what happens with the data, then the impact of a leakage, of an incident, will be much bigger, and you basically are risking the reputation, the continuity, the future of your company. So it's there's a lot at stake here, I think.
And isn't it up to 4% of your annual revenue in fines?
Yeah, it's another element of GDPR. So organizations that are not compliant, they can get serious fines up to 4% of their annual revenue, as you said. So that's another key driver for organizations to make sure that they are compliant.
So I've heard that GDPR, a lot of people speculate that this is really aimed at the Facebooks, the Googles, the large tech companies. Can you talk about if SMBs need to be worried about GDPR?
I think they need to be worried as well. But I think in the first phase, the European institutions, I think they will certainly target, and they will look at the big players, the ones that are dealing with most of or with the biggest amount of personal data. I have linked to some of the most interesting incidents we had in that over the last years. But this doesn't mean that the small players they don't need to be compliant. And in that space, in fact, we must say that in Europe we see that often those smaller SMBs, smaller government organizations, are the ones that are a bit lagging behind in awareness on GDPR, in getting ready for GDPR. In Europe, we see that a lot of the bigger players, they are doing pretty well. They have done considerable several efforts to spread the awareness on GDPR, to get that infrastructure ready, to put in place new controls, etc. But we see still a lot of gaps on the level of the smaller players, the SMBs, as you said, and the smaller local governments.
And can you talk about some of the challenges of why these SMBs and other enterprise companies aren't moving along with their GDPR compliance?
I think it has to do with capabilities, right? They don't have the right skills in-house to fully become aware of the requirements of GDPR, let be to be able to translate the requirements of GDPR into specific security controls, etc. So they also have, in many cases, limited budgets. It's not only limited people, also limited budget. So they may not have the necessary funds to hire an external specialist to come in and to help them or to train them on GDPR or to help them build a new architecture for extra security controls. So I think the problem primarily lies on the skill level, I think, and the budget level.
Do you have any tips or blind spots that you can think of that companies should especially look out for when they're prepping for GDPR?
What's important to mention is that organizations, they should not just look at GDPR as a negative thing, as a threat. I think the main thing is to see it as an opportunity, because it will allow you to get a clear view on what data you have in-house, how you are processing them, how you are dealing with them, where you are storing them. So it will give you an opportunity to create a kind of a map of your data in your organization. And based on that, it will help create a more secure infrastructure that ultimately may also open up new business opportunities, and that will also impact the reputation that you have in your environment, your customer environment, etc. So I think it's not only negative, it also has a lot of positive aspects. It opens new opportunities, and it's very important, I think, for the visibility of an organization that you are being seen as a leader of compliance in that space.
Very good. And my last question is, does this impact global companies, or is it just companies in the EU?
No. It definitely impacts global companies as well. In fact, any company that is somehow interfacing with the data of European citizens, they are subjected to this. They need to be compliant. And it's not only in a direct fashion, it's also often in an indirect fashion. So, for example, in a cloud context, if in the context of cloud providers, there are a lot of indirections. There are a lot of third-party relationships, and the problem is that often those third-party cloud providers, they are not always aware of the need of being compliant. So if they are somehow dealing with data on behalf of another player that may be linked to another European organization, they may be subjected to GDPR. So that I think there's also still a big awareness problem there. Not all those players, international players, not in Europe, are aware of the need of complying with GDPR.
Very cool. Cool. Thank you so much, Jan. Thank you for lending your expertise. This was really great. And hope to hear from you soon.
You're welcome.